And leading is not just calling the shots and having a big chair. Leading has to do with empowering other people. Somebody asked, what do I have to do to become an imam? And that made me laugh. It's a funny question. But, you know, if you want to do that to yourself, then there's two aspects. There's one aspect that's well known, and there's one that nobody talks about, or only a few talk about. So the aspect of it, or the dimension of it that's well known, is the religious knowledge. You know, you need to study, preferably abroad, right? You need to study in the Arabic language. You need to be able to, you know, have enough proficiency in the Arabic language to interact with the ulama and the Quran in a direct way without anybody spoon feeding you their interpretation, right? That's what it takes, you know? So everybody knows that, right? You know, they send their kids and they know that there's programs that even are springing up here on this side of the world. But the funny thing is, for graduates of those institutions, then they get inside of a community and they find themselves completely unprepared for being an imam. Because being an imam in North America is a really interesting and complicated thing. There's a lot of people who have different expectations upon you for what you're going to be able to do. If you go to a place like Turkey or, you know, in the Middle East, the imam is not a marriage counselor. The imam is not a youth director. The imam is not a, you know, somebody that you would go to if you're having a crisis in your life. You know, you go to family, you go to somebody else. But in North America, that all comes under, usually, the imam's plate as well. So if you graduate from one of these programs, Medina, Morocco, Turkey, anywhere, Turkey or anywhere else, you come back and then you find that, okay, you might know the Quran and Sunnah, you might know the ulama and the religious sciences, but now you're an educator because you teach people and yet you have no training in education. And you are a counselor because people have problems and you have no training in counseling. And you are usually in smaller communities also an administrator. You have to come up with maybe flyers or program details and communicate, and you're sending WhatsApp messages and emails and keeping rosters and stuff like that, and you have no training in that either. So a lot of what you end up doing is stuff that you have absolutely no training for. And that's a problem, honestly, structurally, with how we run masajid in North America. The other thing, and this is probably even more important than that, is that no one teaches you how to be a leader. That leadership is something that I am just coming around to realizing, looking back on my 2.5 years here, that I had no idea how to be a leader. Leadership is something that there are a lot of books out there. There's a lot of workshops. You know, obviously the corporate world is very, very interested in how to lead people. And some of the stuff is not so good and not beneficial. And some of the stuff actually is really beneficial. So if you want to be an imam, maybe you can survive without being the best educator, the best administrator, the best counselor, but you need to try to learn how to be a leader. And that's not easy. You need to learn how to deal with people of all types. You need to be able to be ready for people to curse in your face and talk about you behind your back, right? You need to be able to communicate, have a vision, be a big thinker, be optimistic, communicate your vision to other people, convince other people, have people buy into you and trust you, and then lead, you know? And leading is not just calling the shots and having a big chair. Leading has to do with empowering other people, has to do with investing in other people. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot out of you. And these are not things that I do well. I don't want to put that out there, but I've started to learn that there are areas in which I have to improve upon. And if you're an up and coming imam, then you can be a better one than me by starting now.